Welcome to another press conference of the 68th San Sebastian Film Festival. The first one, the one today is Wu Hei, a film from the official selection that also is competing for the Gold Shell. We have for the film to talk about the film. Unfortunately, then the whole, the director and the rest of the people can't be here, but we're going to be get in touch with them online. We will introduce them. We have producers, Jinny Chiang and Luna Wang. Good morning, can you hear us? We also have Xuan Huang, the actor. Hi, dear friends, I'm Zhuang Cheng. I am an actor from China. And we also have the director, Zhu Jiangshou. Hi, everyone. I want to give you one of these to all of you. Okay, we can start with the questions. Whoever wants to open fire, please do so. Yes, here's the first question. Hi. I would like to ask about the scene in which many things are put on fire. How did the logistics of those scenes, whether they're a special effect, or did you put everything on fire, or how did you do that scene? At the beginning, they did put fire onto. They did put fire to certain parts, but then they added special effects so that the effect was much more realistic. Basically, we used both approaches. Yes, another question. Hi, I would like to ask also another scene, that of the fight between the two characters at the home. How was it for the actors to do that, and how do they prepare it? And also, how was it planned from a director's standpoint? Yes, the director, the actor was saying before the scene, they didn't shoot from the beginning, but they talked with the director for 4 or 5 hours to try to understand the psychology behind the characters and to understand how the scene was going to be carried out, and that's where it was cut off. And perhaps the director now This scene, the fight scene, is one of the most important scenes in the film, and I wanted it to come out really well. I wanted it to, from the beginning to the end, without any cuts, I wanted to for it to be a single scene and to demonstrate the actors' feelings. And for we had to do it several times, and we had to change the angles of the camera in order to portray the scene correctly. Yes, we have a question, and then we'll go on to you. Rodrigo first, because he asked for the floor first. Good morning.
Director, I would like to hear a few words about your work with your cinematographer. I believe it's Matias Belvaux, if I'm not wrong. And the second question is, I think it's not easy to define your movie as a genre, but it's as ferocious as a thriller. And I would like to understand this ferocity of the films, because we have some action scenes, we have some arguings, we have some fights, and I want to understand this in terms of your relation with the genre cinema.
Para el director, la pregunta. Sí. 这个记者用英文问导演，他第一个问题是关于摄影师，就是摄影导师Matthew， 就是那位 Matthew del Box， 应该是法国人，这是第一个问题。第二个问题就是想知道这部电影。 就属于哪一种类型的电影啊？因为他说里面有点凶狠啊，有点小暴力啊，然后他想知道这种电影的类型应该是哪一种的，应该是属于哪一个类型？摄影指导是比利时人，他这几年生活在中国，他也是我的第一部电影老寿的摄影师，就是他，就是我们俩第二次合作了，嗯。 跟我年龄也相仿，我们都很喜欢电影。第二个呢，这个题材应该是一个现实题材的作者电影，里面有情感、家庭和社会，尤其对社会问题进行比较深的探讨，以及人性，社会和人性。好，respecto
al as regards to the director of photography, he's Belgian. And in the last few years, he's been living in China. It's the second time I've collaborated with him. The first film, he was also my director of photography. So we have the same ideas vis-a-vis the films we make, and we like the same subject matter. And as regards to the genre issue, I consider it to be a realistic genre. The film deals with emotions, issues such as family, social problems, and human nature. Okay, we have this gentleman here.
周导演好，两位主持人好，黄轩老师好。我先表达一下我对这部电影的喜爱之情，特别喜欢。然后我是来自法国的华文媒体，我有两个问题想问周导演，有一个问题想问黄老师。问导演的第一个问题是，您在开篇的时候 安设了一个黄轩老师看短视频的桥段，我想问一下，这个有什么隐喻吗？然后另一个问题是，您能不能解释一下这部电影的片名《乌海》是什么含义？最后一个问题是，这部电影的结局和您上一部电影的老寿的结局都是男主人公最后杀了自己的妻子，我想问这两个就是结局是一定的巧合，还是您故意为之？ 然后想问黄轩老师的问题是，这是不是您就是从影有史以来最压抑的一个角色？您在做饰演这个角色的时候，有没有感觉到有什么困难或者是难以驾驭之类的问题？谢谢。第一个问题是有一个导师，那个纪录片是什么？没有听清楚。
There are two questions, one for the director and the other for the actor. The question for the director, there are two. The first of these is, at the beginning, there's a part in which an image appears of someone digging into the earth and he brings out four fish. He digs up four fish, and I would like to know the meaning of that scene. The second question is, in the other film, in the previous film he made, the protagonist kills his wife, and I'd like to know the meaning of that fact as well. And the question for the actor is, in this, the role he plays in this film is a role in which the actor is under a lot of stress. He would like to know whether he had difficulties in order to portray this role. So the director will answer first. As regards the first question about the fish, it's a documentary that he saw quite a while back that dealt with a part of Africa in which the fish survived or came back to life after 4 or 5 years without water in a very dry atmosphere. He was surprised that when they poured water on the earth, they came back to life, the fish. So therefore, he was interested in that image and also the image of that of change, survival, life, all of these concepts and the relationship they have with the subconscious. And then he applies this to his work. And as regards to the question of why the woman dies in the previous film, was killed, he loves to write scripts. And he likes to go in depth into the characters of the film, and in this specific film, and that was the result that should take place vis-a-vis the character and the actor. At the beginning, when I read the script, I didn't feel anything special, just quite simply that he was a character which was quite extreme. But when I When the shoot started, I started to realize that the character was under a lot of pressure, a lot of stress, the emotions. In fact, it affected me so much to the extent that during the shooting of the film, I had a lot of arguments with the director. And the truth is, his character, which is subjected to a lot of pressure. What surprised me a lot was that he himself doesn't see the film as a thriller, but he says it was a realistic film. And also, it deals with human nature. I know that in Mongolia, traditions continue to be very important. And I'm not too sure whether the symbolism of the desert, as well as the violent reactions vis-a-vis we Westerners of the characters in the film, for example, are life itself. And also to know whether that final ending refers to the importance of these people give to family relations. And at the end, he makes that decision, almost obliged to do so. Please, could you tell us what Wuhai means and why you wanted to give it that title?
I want to 还有这个演员主角的那个反应啊，比较暴力的那个反应啊，它跟你会觉得这两样东西跟生命有关联吗？另外就是结局的部分呢，就是是不是这个演员这个主角很重视家庭啊，然后后来他被骗以后，他才去做那个决定，他才去杀他的老婆。 那最后他想知道你为什么用乌海取这个片子的名字。
我先说这个乌海这个名字吧，刚才那个记者华人记者也问到我了，我给忘了，就是这首先是一个地名，然后但是对我来讲，就像我喜欢的另外一个李沧东导演的《密阳》一样。 就是我这个乌海就是感觉人心即是乌海，就是欲望即是乌海，无边无际的黑暗的海，类似这样的感觉，所以我就用了这个名字，同时它又是一个地名，但是这是关于名字，还有刚才另外就是说，什么问题来着？什么问题？就是那个他。
这个结尾对我来讲特别重要，就是这关系到我的主题，我的主题实际上这个电影的主题就是一个本性还算善良的人，然后在这样一个整个这个大的社会环境中，然后直到被迫杀死老婆才能活下去，这个其实是我的主题的
As regards to the name of the film, let's start by the second question. It means Black Sea, and apart from being a place, physically and geographically speaking, the director likes the works of a director. We'll ask him the name of the director he likes, and he considers that human nature is that it's dark and it's also a sea because it's full of difficulties and changes, but above all because it's a geographical place in itself. And as regards how the film finishes, it has to do with the the plot of the film, that is a person initially who's got a very good heart, a good person, due to the social circumstances and the pressure he is under, is obliged to kill his own wife in order to survive. So therefore, that's what I've tried to show in my film. Social issues, social problems, the relationship with human nature, fate, destiny, moral aspects, and the relationship between all of these issues. Yes, we have another question here.
I'd like to know what do you believe to be the current China cinema industry, and how China nowadays can receive a movie like this? What do you believe to be the conditions for your country to exhibit and to watch and to discuss a movie like this?
Joe大爷他想知道现在中国社会就看这个电影这部电影啊，他的接受度如何？那你觉得他现在中国社会可以接受这样的电影吗？接受度如何？
我觉得是可以接受的，我的一些朋友也看了这部电影，就是都还是比较喜欢的，他觉得是有力量的。
I think the Chinese society will accept it. All of my friends and the people that surround me believe they've liked the film. They think it's a good film. It's a film that's very powerful. It's a film they believe it's a powerful film. Perhaps it'd be very good that the producers, because we have both producers of the film, as regards to this question, could explain whether it's easy to set up a project like the film, Wuhai, where they're financing, they encounter problems financing. The film has gone through different international festival markets like Dina and Hong Kong. What was it like to be able to come to complete the project from a producer standpoint?
就是融资难不难，然后他知道你们也参加过其他的电影节，像香港啊，还有其他的电影节，他想知道你们这个这一条路的这个过程难不难，你们怎么熬过来的？融资的角度不难，因为导演的才华是在第一部作品就得到了验证。 所以我们有几家关系很好的电影公司从开始，在导演还没有在准备他的第二部长片的时候就锁定了这个投资的合作，是这样的。另外呢，是拍摄其实挺难的，因为我们是在去年的秋冬季，拍摄的，而且也看到片子里面大量的这个外景，水位天气的控制，但是也受到了这个。
Ahora que se escucha un poco mal, pero voy a intentar.
We didn't hear very well, but she was mentioning that at financing level, they've not had too many problems because after the director's first film, and knowing the quality of his work, there were production companies that were interested in financing his second film. The difficult thing was shooting the film. We started last year and we've encountered a series of difficulties. Yes, I think you had another question here. Yes, I would like to ask about the importance of the dinosaurs in the film. We can see that they're surrounded by dinosaurs, it appears, and I like the, for example, the poster of the film. What's the symbology, what's the meaning behind the symbology of the dinosaurs?
，就是导演美学部分的，包括就沙漠月亮，然后恐龙钻在恐龙里，就是现实到了一定
程度上已经就是到了今天，感觉就像超现实一样，非常的荒诞。就我把它融合起来了，它这几个点是对于我电影来讲非常非常重要的，对于我的美学来讲也非常重要的。对，同时就是说，从剧情上来讲，杨华已经逼迫的就钻到了，就是这个世界已经无地无处容他了，都钻到恐龙里，就什么事情都可能发生了。这是对主题的一个巨大的呼应。
The dinosaurs are part of what I call super realism, just like the moon and the desert. All of these images, for me, form part of the realism of the film per se. And apart from the fact that it has also has an aesthetic side to it, at a screenplay level, Jean-Claude's character, when he went to the dinosaur park, he was also already in an extreme situation and anything could happen. So therefore the dinosaur is the image of exactly that, the extremism, what might happen, anything might happen, extreme realism. Yes, we had another question here. I've got time. Can I ask a question to each and every one of them? For the director, after your first film, this is your second feature film. What's the story with China and its obsession with money? Is money that important? Because it marks the lives of each of the characters from the first as well as your second film. And that question for the director and for Huan Shuang, the actor. He's an actor who is well known. He has worked with great directors, Fan Shouhuang, Sanju Mo, Chen Kaizhe, and he's worked with all of these. And he's worked in the mainstream, that is to say, and Chinese commercial films, and he's also works a lot in independent films. I'd like to know how he came to this project and whether he likes to maintain that double, twofold way of working, commercial as well as independent cinema. And also for the producers, I know it's been a film that's very difficult for Chinese censorship. I know it made it to the San Sebastian official section in the final stretch of the film. I would like to ask them about that struggle or almost war to overcome Chinese censorship, and so that a project of this nature, which is so hard to be able to bring it out and bring it to this festival here. Thank you.
四位，就是第一个问题是给周导演啊，他说这部是你拍的第二部长片，然后他这部的主题跟上一部的主题都是钱的重要性，钱很重要。他想知道中国对钱是不是那么重视钱，那你为什么用钱来作为这两部的主题？第二个问题是给黄轩先生，他知道黄先生是个著名的演员，在中国很著名，跟其他的导演有名的导演也拍过片子，像应该是贾樟柯、冯小刚、张艺谋、冯小刚，对吧？所以他知道你是在主流的那些电影也拍过电影，拍过片子，同时你在所谓的独立片也拍过电影啊，他想知道以后你想要走就是这两个路线啊，主流跟独立的，还是你怎么分配这两个，就是这两个这两个路线的工作，就是主流跟那个独立片的这两个方面的。那第三个电影是给制片人啊，他知道这部电影要在中国得到批准，得到那个批准，政府的批准是很困难的。那想了解一下当初怎么样得到政府的批准，然后就是最后就在也能够参加神赛还有其他电影节的。
Empezamos por el señor Chou, ¿no?
周导演可以。
Let's commence with Mr. Zhou.
思了，就是全球化，包括中国近20-30年来经济飞速发展之下，给人带来的伤害，尤其以欲望和金钱为主的主流价值观开始形成，实际上给普通人是造成很大的伤害的，啊，这个是就是我想表达的一个主题。嗯，并不是赞扬这个，而是在批判这个。嗯，还有我想补充一点，刚才我包括恐龙，包括我之前的鱼，里边的鱼开头的鱼、胎儿、怀孕等等这些元素，都和我的电影中的生存和生命这个主题相关。嗯。
As regards the question you asked about money, what I wanted to represent in my film is the issue of globalism, how in the last 20 or 30 years, economic development has harmed and damaged people and society, and how the fervent desire of achieving material things and money has harmed society. From my point of view, what I wanted to do is make, I don't want to highlight it, I wanted to be a critique about this issue. And then I would like to say something more as regards dinosaurs and the image of the fish at the beginning. I would say they also represent destiny, the destiny or the fate of people's lives. That's what these images were referring to. So let's now listen, Huang Shuang. The actor.
其实我作为演员，我没有考虑太多主流的和，比如说艺术电影。
我对我来说，只有这个故事或者这个人物是不是吸引我，是不是可以让我在表演上有所发挥，或者是有所挑战。可能我更看重的是这个，就是没有特别去分哪个是主流的。那么只要是好的故事，好的有意思的人物，或者是好的导演，我都其实想要去合作。
In my case, as an actor, I don't think on whether the film is commercial.Or an independent film, or an artistic film, as he calls it. What I'm interested in is whether the story attracts me, whether the character draws my attention, whether I'm interested in the role or not. I don't distinguish between a commercial and independent film. Obviously, if I like the director as well. This is what I focus upon as an actor. And we have the producers to answer.
这个中国政府批下来的这个问题啊，还有可以讲一下吗？
好的，对，其实我们在行政部门的这个电影审查过得非常顺利。我觉得其实行政部门他们对于这个片子看完了之后的第一感觉。是非常认可这个片子的制作质量作为一个电影包括它的精良程度，然后高度的这个工业化的成熟度完成度非常的高以及这部电影的内容在创作内容上对于当下的国人的生活和生命的一种反思的这个深刻性他们其实都是非常的。认同的，所以其实整个的行政流程，走得非常顺利。
The first impression in China when the film was seen, it was accepted. They accepted the quality of it and the footage as well as the content. And they.Thought that it reflected issues of life and difficulties that society in general has to encounter. From a plot standpoint, they thought it was quite acceptable. They'd had no problem of it being accepted in China. Okay, we have time for one final question, or if not, I would like to ask a final question about something that drew my attention in the film was locations, because from what I see, it was the city of Wuhai in the hinterland of Mongolia, especially that theme park of designs, and also that resort and those spaces. How did you think about how did you choose these locations, the director, why he was interested in shooting the film in these specific places and locations, and the producers, how difficult was it or to be able to shoot in these different locations?
据他所知，他电影好像在那内蒙古拍过的，拍摄的。就第一个就是有一个恐龙的那个游乐场啊，还有就是传统蒙古的那些房子的那个，也是有一个类似游乐场啊。他你当初怎么会选这两个场地？那为什么会选这两个地方？ 然后从制片人的那个角度来看，在这两个地方拍摄，有没有遇到一些困难呢？
？谁先说呢？选这个地方呢是。最核心的是有两点，一是这个地方的整个的视觉气质非常的魔幻，它有巨大的一个湖，是中国西湖的差不多20倍，中国有非常大的城市里边有个西湖，然后它湖旁边就是沙漠，沙漠和湖缠绕在一起，然后不远处又是高山，山顶又有个大的雕塑，然后又和城市就是。城市和山也靠在一起，就是它车程大概20分钟之内的一个车程，这些魔幻的元素都集中到这里，就是我觉得特别适合我的电影的气质啊，同时我也是个内蒙人，我熟悉这个就是这个地貌这个视觉气质，我很熟悉，我在这里拍摄，我感觉非常的。非常的容易展现我的那种，这种苍凉，以及就凌冽，这种凌冽的这种，包括风啊什么凌冽的这种气质，符合我的电影。
Bueno, primero elegí estas localizaciones por el carácter mágico y misterioso de las mismas. Por un lado, tenemos...
I chose these images because of the magic aspect of them. We have a lake next to a desert, and then we have a mountain of a city, and all of this is mixed together. And it seems to me that it's something almost magical. With just 20 minutes driving by car, you can arrive to these locations, which I believe are perfect for the film, of what I wanted to convey in the film. And plus, I'm from the inland Mongolia, and to shoot there was something easy and exactly what I wanted in order to portray the subject matter of the film. I'm not too sure whether the producers want to add something. from our point of view, the most complicated thing were the difficulties that we had due to the weather, apart from how cold it was, but especially the wind, because at times, and it was very difficult to even stand up without the wind pushing us around. I didn't hear very well, but the support of the local government, they've received the support of several people that have helped them to shoot in the dinosaur amusement park next to the lake. And thanks to these people, it enabled them to easily shoot on these locations. Okay, we have to finish the press conference here. I would like to thank the four of these, for these four people for being with us to represent, albeit it's online, and we want to wish them the best of luck with Wuhei in the San Sebastian Film Festival, as well as in the future trajectory of the film. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you very much.